Our second batch of news stories is all about how life is changing in our fine city. The MP for Norwich South has accused the government of levelling services in Norwich rather than levelling up. But there is some good news with a £2 million boost to apprenticeships. And as a national campaign to work shorter weeks gathers pace, we hear how two Norwich firms say it works for them. We end with the controversy over a new McDonald's in a city suburb. But first, here's Matt with that story about Clive Lewis.
City MP Clive Lewis has accused the government of levelling vital services for people in the county rather than providing extra cash to level them up. Since the 2019 election, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has repeatedly spoken of his desire to level up the country, to help areas which have traditionally missed out on money and support to catch up with locations which have fared better. But fears have been raised that the East of England could miss out on that process, with the region's MPs holding a debate about the issue in Westminster Hall last week. Norwich South MP Clive Lewis raised the issue again in Parliament on Monday. The Labour MP said, "In my city of Norwich, we have had less levelling up and more vital services just simply levelled. Will the Secretary of State stop fobbing us off with insufficient ad hoc pots of money and ensure sustainable long-term funding to my city and county council, the real engines of any levelling up agenda?" But Levelling Up Minister Kemi Badenoch insisted the government is providing sustainable funding. She said, "The Honourable Gentleman will know that the Norwich City Council had an increase in cash terms of 4.8%, giving them a total core spending of power of up to £18.6 million. Leaders at Norfolk County Council warned last week that the authority, while confident of setting a balanced budget for the coming financial year next month, is facing a funding gap of £60 million in the following year.
Almost £2 million is available to encourage Norfolk businesses to take on more apprentices amid concerns over a sharp drop in the number of such jobs. Bosses at Norfolk County Council said COVID had contributed to the drop in apprenticeship starts in recent years, falling to 4,890 in 2019-20 from the 7,670 in 2016-17. County Hall chiefs have secured more than £1.9 million in external funding to help businesses get back on track with apprenticeship schemes. They say that as more COVID-19 restrictions are eased, now's a really good time to apply for financial and business support to develop the workforce through such schemes.
Firms in Norfolk have been experimenting with shorter working weeks and finding that it has helped improve productivity and staff retention. There is currently a four-day working week campaign supported by firms that believe shorter working weeks will help both businesses and workers. Blink, the Norwich-based marketing agency, introduced such arrangement 4 years ago. Sam Wright, founder and managing director at Blink, said, "A few years ago, I started trying it. I felt myself getting to Friday and not being full of energy or being very productive. We always finished early on Friday and began finishing earlier and earlier, so it seemed like a good idea to try. It worked straight away. We've grown since then from 5 to 15. Productivity is up 20%. It's helped us to retain and attract talent. We did an employee satisfaction survey recently and we scored 9.2 out of 10. The four-day working week was a big part of that." Mr. Wright doesn't think that a four-day working week would work for everyone, but he said, "It worked for us and that's amazing." Although Norwich-based marketing agency Flock has a five-day working week, the firm has implemented shorter working hours. Mark Merriwest, director of marketing agency Flock, said, "It works. Any workplace is just getting 28 to 32 decent hours from workers, even if they are in the office 40 or 50 hours. We are just making sure we work hard for the 32 hours."
Furious folk living in a city suburb have signed a petition to axe a plan which would see a new fast food restaurant built on their doorstep. McDonald's is looking to replace the car sales company Richard Nash in Mousehold Lane in Sprowston with a new site. James Edmonds, who lives nearby, said, "There would be a huge amount of additional traffic on an already busy road, which would cause pollution to increase significantly. There's so much congestion in the area, and this would just exacerbate things." The junction between Mousehold Lane and Corbett Avenue is already very dangerous, he said. If you're trying to turn right, with people entering and exiting at McDonald's, this can only increase such risk. McDonald's has confirmed that access will only be from the left, but Danny Ifigen, a mental health support worker, said, I'm not far from the proposed McDonald's and very much against the idea of it. The amount of rubbish, especially in Mousehold, would be terrible. There are, however, locals who back the plan. Matthew Tink said, you could argue it would cause less pollution with people not driving to the one further away. Sprouston's increasing in size, and I can see the negatives, but people have to understand that if you buy a house in this area, with how Norwich is expanding, you must expect changes to happen. The petition, which was set up a day after the news emerged, has brought in over 100 signatures.
Our first feature this week is the charming story of how a Norwich pensioner has had a hand in keeping local games players in check. Marion Penn takes up the story for us.